Ramble fap time. I was gonna say it's been a horny couple days, but kind of always like this. Excuse my voice. A little rough, a little deeper than usual. I have a cold that won't let go, but I still need to come again. It'll be, I don't know, certainly not the first nor the second or even the third. I don't know. One today, third and fourth orgasm. I don't know. Thinking. So, my favorite bendy pink toy is all slit up inside my pussy. Oh fuck. And, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm pretty close, but I just don't want to come just like that. I need just a little more than that. So, here we are. I'm just gonna... What's on my mind right now is thinking about... I have this fantasy of being somebody's house pet. Not literally, necessarily, but maybe sometimes. I mean, some pet play is not off the table, but I'm really just thinking about being owned by someone. Maybe it's you. That's what I'm thinking about. If it's you, whoever you are, what does that look like? Oh, yeah, what does that look like if you own a slutty, kinky, submissive little slut? Not even talking about what I look like or any of that, although... I mean, if you've listened before, I've described myself some 5'2", blonde hair, green eyes, thick, curvy, jiggly tits, nice thick thighs, and a nice big ass. But it isn't even about that, what I look like. It's about how you would own me, what that looks like. I go to work every day. Nobody suspects this about me, none of this. Professional, functional, do all the things. But, you know, after dinner, after work, after all the things, then what? Colored, leashed, maybe naked, more often than not, naked unless you've chosen what you want on my body. What else? Maybe I'm kneeling by the door when you come home, leash in hand, or... waiting for you to come home, and when you do, my job is to get your cock out of your pants and worship it, kiss it, lick it, suck it, wrap my hand around it, and stroke. My job when you get home from work is to take away the stress of your day and worship that cock. And I'm all too happy to do that. Kiss it, lick, lips wrapped around the tip of that cock. Hand cupping your balls as I do that. Maybe I swallow your cum before you even take another step further. I like to think about there being a rule that the first orgasm every day is yours, meaning I wake you up, stroking you, jerking you off, swallowing your cock and gagging on it until you come down my throat. Daddy gets the first orgasm every morning. I don't mind that. I'm always awake first, most likely. And I do love your cum. Or maybe I ride your cock. Maybe that's how you wake up. Slippery, slutty little cunt. Sliding up and down your cock. Those tits jiggling, bouncing as I fuck. As I take what I need from your cock first thing in the morning. Oh, I guess in this case, the first orgasm might be both of us, huh? Or maybe you tell me not to come. Are you that guy, that woman? I don't want to assume no women ever listen. I've kind of learned my lesson with that assumption. Story for another time. But are you that person that likes to control orgasms? Make me wait. No orgasms ever. Unless you said so. Never, ever, ever come without permission. Edge, play, fuck myself, rub my pussy and my clit as much as I want all day long, but don't dare come without that permission. That'd be rough. That'd be a really, really hard one for me, I'm not gonna lie. Oh god, I'm so close. I gotta stop a little. Or maybe you don't care about that. Come as much as I want, as many orgasms as I can have in a day. Have at it. Needless to say, the greedy, greedy little whore in me wants that option. Option B, please. I had someone recently who had me keeping track of my orgasms with tick marks on my tits. Every orgasm I had, I had to take a Sharpie and add another tick mark. Last week was 19 orgasms. Judge that number however you like. I think that's a little low for me, maybe, with the cold and all. What else? Maybe you make the rules up as you go along and it's not always the same as far as orgasm control and denial go. What else? How else might you own me? Maybe you're very possessive. Make me your property. Oh, make me your property. Oh god, that possessive thing. So primal, isn't it? Fucking me with your bear cock every single time. Never, ever anything but a thick bear cock. Your hands in my hair as you're telling me. Oh, reminding me that I belong to you. And that I'm yours and I'm your property. Your bitch, your slut, your cunt. And I'll do as I'm told. Make me be that obedient little whore with all your control. Yeah, I could submit to that. Maybe. Though, more likely to buck that a little bit. Not always be the obedient little slut you might want. Maybe you're not quite that possessive. Or maybe you are, but you still like to share. When you decide, of course. Your best friend comes over, or, you know, the cliche poker night, or I don't know what you're doing with your boys, but maybe you like to share, or maybe you just like to show off your property. Maybe one or more of them gets to watch while you use me. Oh, God. Oh, I definitely... Oh, I fucking definitely have some filthy fantasies about being shared. A sex club, a BDSM club, our house. Yeah, there's all kinds of things, isn't there? Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I need to come. Oh, God, I want to know, though, if you're listening to this, leave me a comment, DM me. I might answer, I might not, but if you're okay with the fact that I might not, tell me how you'd own me. What's your fantasy? God, I'm... Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh my God, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck, there it is. Yeah. Oh my God, fuck. Fuck. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me dump my brain out. Thank you. Maybe you're one of the people whose audios I listen to off and on all day long, or in the middle of the night when I need to come. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just an average guy who lurks and doesn't say anything. Average woman, I don't know, but now I'm just babbling. Anyways, thank you. Thank you, Daddy.